This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Mr. Vice President, I was watching you watch what is behind you earlier. What was going through your mind looking at North Korea?
This is a frontier of freedom. Now, for more than six decades, U.S. forces and forces of South Korea have held the line for freedom here at the DMZ. And it's inspiring for me to see the resolve of these soldiers, to see the alliance that we have forged with the people of South Korea throughout the generations. And it gives me great confidence as we go into the future that we will achieve our objective of a secure and prosperous South Korea, but also that we will see a Korean peninsula free of nuclear weapons.
You said that the era of patience, strategic patience, is over. What does that mean in real terms?
It was the policy of the United States of America during prior administrations to practice what they called strategic patience. And that was to hope to marshal international support to bring an end to the nuclear ambitions and the ballistic missile program of North Korea. That clearly has failed. And the advent of nuclear weapons testing, the development of a nuclear program, even this weekend, to see another attempt at a ballistic missile launch, all confirms the fact that strategic patience has failed.
But what does it mean to end it in practical terms? It's either use military force or find a diplomatic solution that has eluded all of your predecessors.
Well, I think as the president's made clear that we're going to abandon the failed policy of strategic patience, but we're going to redouble our efforts to bring diplomatic and economic pressure to bear on North Korea. Our hope is that we can resolve this issue peaceably. And I know the president was heartened by his discussions with President Xi. We've seen China begin to take some actions to bring pressure on North Korea, but there needs to be more.
And, you know, this is real for you. You know that that there are estimates that North Korea could have a missile ready that could hit the continental U.S., Seattle, by 2020, which is going to be on your watch. I mean, is that weighing on you, and is that a deadline that you all have in mind?
I know the President of the United States has no higher priority than the safety and security of the American people. The presence of U.S. forces here in South Korea, our longstanding commitment to the Asian Pacific, and ensuring the security of the continental United States will remain the priority of this administration. But look, we want to be clear. Our hope, and frankly our prayer, is that by marshaling the resources of nations across the Asian Pacific, not just South Korea and Japan, other allies, and China, to bring renewed pressure to bear, will achieve our goal of a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. But the people in North Korea should make no mistake that the United States of America and our allies will see to the security of this region and see to the security of the people of our country.
And I appreciate the sober assessment here from our Vice President, Mike Pence. That's Dana Bash with CNN, of course. You recognize her voice here. And as they're there at the DMZ, what a sight. He was there with his daughter, you know, looking out into North Korea. And with all this growing tension between the two countries, he talks about the people of North Korea. It's the leadership of North Korea that needs to be aware of this. So many of the people of North Korea, they don't know. I mean, they're citizens of North Korea. They're oppressed. Outside information is blocked. Minimal amount of information is given to them. And they only know one way, and that is the Kim Jong-un way. This is Bill Martinez. Glad you could join us. Conversation will continue, no doubt. We'll be talking about Korea, Russia, Syria, Saturday Night Live. I don't know if you happen to catch that. Alec Baldwin. I mean, he has a regular gig now that he gets to play Donald Trump. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. If we're going to live and prosper and enjoy the fullness of what, this side of heaven brings us, we've got to get this country back on track. It's our responsibility, a government of, for, by, we the people. If it is not happening the way you expected it to happen, then you need to say something. Okay? That's our duty as citizens of this country. When now it's, cut it back a little bit, 6 out of 10 as opposed to 7 out of 10, as we were talking about last year, moving in the right direction. But again, you got to go back to the foundation principles. Like any good company, you know, when you're off track, somebody, you know, leader steps up and says, okay, when did we lose our way? When did we take the wrong turn? When did we abandon the mission of the organization and start doing things a little bit different? Well, it's the same way here in this country. We made a hard left quite a while ago because, we wanted to be a secularized society. Well, how do you like me now? I mean, we've turned our back on God. Some are saying, hey, why isn't God listening? Well, we told God we didn't want him to hear our prayers and to be involved here. And then we wonder why everything about this country is an absolute chaos. But that conversation will continue. And, for those of you that enjoyed Resurrection Day and the true meaning of that, I find it quite interesting whenever we have Jewish holidays and Christian holidays coming together. There's just something rather significant. You know, we had the Passover. And forget about what Saturday Night Live had to say about the Passover. I was afraid as they were explaining what that was in the spoof on Sean Spicer. I said, oh, my goodness, oh, please, don't anybody pick up on this and think that it means anything close to what they're talking about. It is satire, okay, far from the facts. And when you can be satirical, then facts are out the window and you just make stuff up for the sake of comedy and amusement. And don't forget what amusement means, okay? It's without the mind engaged, all right? So a lot of this stuff is amusing. And rather significant. The celebration of Passover, the liberation of the slaves, the Jewish slaves out of Egypt by God's mighty hand, and what happened on that final day with the number one child, the eldest child throughout Egypt, dying on that night, and what the Jews did for the curse of death to pass over them. And to mark their place so that the angel of death would know that this was a chosen, a sanctified area by God, and that they would pass over and death would not come upon the children of Israel. And, of course, for us, Resurrection Day, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ 3 days later, as he said, rose from the dead, the tomb remains empty. Incredible days in our history, in human history, that we need to recount and think about just how significant they are. And of course, then you have, other celebrations that follow, like Dingus Day. And Scott and I were just talking about Dingus Day. I mean, I know that we probably have maligned the whole term of dingus, because just by its very sound, it sounds like a rather derogatory term, doesn't it, Scott? You know, because when they say you're such a dingus or something like that, you know.
It is, but I don't think it originally wasn't meant to be.
It was the day after Easter, and this is Monday. It's the day after Easter Monday. It's a Polish American holiday, and what they do is commemorated in Poland. And in Polish communities across the U.S., Dingus, sometimes spelled D-I-N as opposed to D-Y-N-G-U-S, is marked by parties and parades with some fun traditions thrown in as well. Among the more colorful Dingus Day traditions is for single boys to chase single girls with water with an aim of dousing your beloved, hence the wet T-shirt contest, I guess. Little did they understand that it came from Dingus Day.
Which is an Irish celebration, I believe.
You love the Irish. Contest. I mean, you know, that's a whole other, bucket on the other side of the rainbow there, right there you're talking about. Well, the modern take uses more squirt guns than buckets of water, but beware, tradition also holds. Are you ready for that? The girls get back on the next day. You know what do they throw? They're throwing dishes. They throw dishes back. Oh, water.
Careful
dishes.
Here.
What is all this about? I mean, is this abusive or what? But you gotta love the Polish, man. Their traditions here. But I haven't seen a lot of dishes flying here in Florida. So maybe we need to be near a Polish community. And of course, if you got Jews around there, then you got Mazel Tov, right? I mean, you're breaking dishes and Mazel Tov one thing after another. So just for fun. Of course, I mixed my...
That's a lot of days put together.
Yeah, why not? And, of course, hey, and today's also the Boston Marathon, of course, which we know is Patriots Day. And eyes are on the 2017 Boston Marathon. I guess they've already eliminated, some people who tried... I guess these are proverbial cheaters who tried to break into the Boston Marathon and do their thing. And they've got them out of there. I guess what they could do is if they were really serious, and just get the United Airlines people over there. They'll get them out of there fast. I mean, they're back in the news again. Are you kidding me?
For what this time? What'd they do now?
Well, we're talking a bride and groom on the plane, and they kick them off.
What'd they kick them off for?
Well, they said that they were being belligerent or something, but what happened was when they went to sit down, supposedly, the story is from them, is that somebody had already appropriated the entire row. And the plane was it was way empty. I mean, it was more than half empty. And this guy was sitting in their seats. He was lying down. He was asleep. And they first tried to move him, and he wasn't budging and everything. And they said, what the heck? So they just thought, they'd move up a couple of rows. Well, wouldn't you know, a couple of rows happens to be, that extended row seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that special premium deal where they give you an extra 6 inches of leg room or whatever. And, of course, they're there. I mean, they're there to, right away, I guess they must be commissioning these flight attendants for that space or something. Because I saw this happening on a plane that I was on. I had paid for extended space, and a guy was rather sick next to me, and I go, this is not going to be good. I got to do something. And the flight attendant told me, said, I'll go back and, you can hold emergency rows wide open. Go ahead. And I go, that's unusual. And so sure enough, I go back there, and the guy checked my ticket, and I didn't know what he was checking it for. I just said, hey, the flight attendant told me I could sit back up here by myself. It was nice. And then shortly thereafter, a gal that was in a row ahead of me in a non-premium section decided to move up a row. And, the airline attendant was all over them. Hey, you got to pay up here. It's a $70 deal. We're about an hour and a half into the flight now. And he wanted $70 for her to be sitting in that seat. Well, she thought about it all for about 2 seconds and first kind of sat there, and the guy went, back to go get his little computer so he could register a little adjustment to, and a credit card payment. And she, she decided that probably she didn't want to pay the extra $70. But anyway, so these people go up there and just to, you know, make it easy, and they even offered to pay. Well, somehow the understanding was they were being belligerent, and they kick them off. This is, they're on their way to get married, Scott. These guys still can't figure this out. Anyway, stay with us. We've got more to talk about. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Huers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
What happened around dawn on the eastern side of North Korea? South Korean and American officials say that the missile flew just a few seconds before exploding, too short for them to figure out exactly what kind of missile it was. Now, this happens at a time of rising tension in the region, especially between Pyongyang and Washington. It also comes just a day after a huge military parade here in Pyongyang, where the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, displayed his missile arsenal. We saw some that we'd never seen before, including one that seemed to be a new model of an intercontinental ballistic missile. Now, that also came with some new warnings, some threats to the United States, that North Korea is ready for all-out war, even nuclear war, if that's what it comes to. The Americans have also ratcheted up their rhetoric in all of this. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned North Korea not to carry out any more missile tests, and certainly not to have any more underground nuclear explosions. North Korea has had 5 of these, and it is preparing for a 6th. The Americans are also sending in an aircraft carrier, along with other naval ships, to be positioned off the coast of North Korea. But today, the American reaction to this test was very subdued. One official said that it fizzled, so why do we need to do anything right now? That's aside from the fact that there's really no easy military solution to this situation here in North Korea. And the Americans could really get bogged down if they tried something right now. They're not likely to. Sasha Petrosek, CBC News in Pyongyang.
Sounds like a hornet's nest just getting ready to be stirred up. No doubt, Kim Jong-un, doing all this posturing and this threat and everything that's going on, what is he trying to do? I mean, in part, you kind of understood a little bit what was going on with Saddam Hussein when he was beating his chest, you know, trying to keep the rest of the Arab world at bay and let them know that you didn't want to mess with him. So all the bravado came in. And, of course, as they say, all suit, no substance. And here it is all over again. In this case, you got, by the way, what's with his haircut, Scott? I mean, how would you like to be his hairdresser, right? I mean, was this like a mistake and then somebody didn't want to dye and they, oh, wow, this is unique. It's your unique brand. I mean, how did he come up with this crazy haircut?
I don't know, but like I told you before, I feel like being his hairdresser would be the same as being Trump's hairdresser. I think it's a loose all
yeah, but around. I don't think Trump's going to kill you. I think with him, it's like, hey, one side you didn't get evened out right, so you're dead. I mean, does he like go through a hairdresser with each hair? I mean, or somebody's got him convinced? Because it's not like it's so appealing that everybody else in Korea has their hair cut like that. Maybe in honor of him. Maybe he sees it as a dishonor if somebody would dare duplicate this incredible hairstyle, because it sets such an incredible trend. But it looks like one big humongous mistake that people are hiding.
It kind of has the feel of the mom that puts the bowl on the kid's head and just cuts the stuff that's outside.
You like it? Shut up. Go to school. The kids are making fun of me. Oh, don't worry about it. Just toughen it up. I don't know. I just think about that and you go, wow, that's crazy. Well, speaking of which also, I don't know, did you catch the Saturday Night Live stuff over the weekend? I saw some of the highlights, the Bannon and Jared Kushner deal, and of course they go into the skit. I mean, Alec Baldwin must love this deal, because you see him, he's very animated. He likes playing Trump, because that's about the closest he'll ever get really to the Oval Office, maybe, I guess.
Yeah, I don't watch much Saturday Night Live, so usually I catch I'll catch some of the skits and stuff throughout the week, but I don't ever watch it live. So
well, people chuckled over it, and of course that's the big thing too that's going on in the White House, is you got this big power play going on between Bannon and Jared Kushner. Jared, of course, representing maybe the more moderate end of the Republican Party, trying to bring Trump a little bit more to center, and Bannon, of course, the conservative element. But there's all kinds of intrigue, and the media just loves this deal. Oh, that they're at each other's throats and all this stuff's going on. And supposedly, I guess, it did get a little icy enough to where, Donald Trump told them both, go work it out. Let's not make it an issue because it's overriding what's going on. And the fact of the matter is that's the case. I mean, Donald Trump knows that Steve Bannon brings a lot to the table, and his son as well. But his son doesn't quite have, his son-in-law, I should say, doesn't have the pronounced following and passionate following that Steve Bannon has. So Donald Trump, I think, has to be respectful of what Bannon brings to the party. And Bannon and Kushner, if in fact they are conflicted, need to resolve this confliction and appreciate that they are they're part of the solution together. I mean, that's like we talk about the United States. This is why everybody's opinion counts, is that we need to get engaged and converse and confront the matters of politics so that we can get this country back on track. But it's up to we the people to do that. And it's the same thing, you know, within the inner workings of the Republican Party, they need to find a way to work this out, whether it has to do with repeal and replace of Obamacare and how they go about that. I still maintain, Scott, I will always maintain this, that if they really are serious about this, they need to make the pronouncement that whatever they come up with, that they, as government officials, will live by the very laws they create as it relates to healthcare. And I would say across the board, that'd be too bold, but I'll take healthcare right now and say, look, if they come forth and say, okay, we're going to live by it, we're going to be so confident we're going to work out the best healthcare system that we will be subject to the very laws that we create. Imagine what that would do. But you see, if we the people don't say anything, I mean, you know, I hear a lot of people, gosh, Bill, that's a great idea. But what do? I mean, are you just, you know, that's it? You know, oh, it's a great idea, but you're not willing to take it to the next step and, you know, go to your senator and go to your congressman and say, look, I insist. I'm a voter here. You know, this stuff that you've got specialized health care and all that, there's an end to this. See, and I think if we ever had the opportunity to do this and to make sense and some reason out of our government, we do so with Donald Trump. He's an outsider. He's a business guy. He understands. I mean, and that's not to say that business is the be-all and end-all, but come on, let's face it. It's a lot better than politics. Politics is about the interest of the few and the elites. This is this group of people that got us in the mess that we're in right now. Okay, now we got an outsider who comes in, looks at it from a business standpoint, says, "Hey, look at how about if we design a government here based on a budget, and let's take out this duplicative waste." And this is ridiculous that you've got 17, 18 agencies that are all doing the same thing. Nobody's accountable. Nobody's in charge. So if nobody's in charge, nobody's accountable, nobody gets fired, they don't have to say anything. They just keep spending the money because that's the way our government rolls. That's the way we've allowed them to roll. But now you've got a business guy going, nah, this is ridiculous. And Mick Mulvaney, gosh, what a job he's got. And I appreciate his enthusiasm, and I want to give him all the support possible because we're going to do something about this $20 trillion debt and the craziness that is at the foundation of it all that says it's all acceptable. It's not acceptable. I mean, this is killing us. This is killing the American dream on so many levels. We could be doing so much more. I mean, you want to do something for the poor people? You want to do something for immigrants and refugees? Boy, give us a strong America, boy. We can do a lot more. But when we're so compromised and we want to, you know, carry people that want to be lazy and not participate, and then you go, oh, there you go, you're picking on the poor people. No, I'm picking on the lazy people. I'm picking on the people who think somehow they're entitled. You know, they've got all the energy, they've got the how-to, and the wherewithal to do it. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, as productive people, I look at it this way. We all have 40 hours a week. What are you doing with that 40 hours a week? It's kind of like my old pastor used to say. If you're without a job, you still have 40 hours a week. You spend 40 hours a week looking for a job. Boy, did that make sense, huh? But you don't spend 40 hours a week looking for a government handout. Look, we need you here. So There's so much more we could do if people get that idea instead of thinking, oh, well, people are stealing from us, so I'm going to get in the line and steal from them. And, you know, we'll just keep this ugly cycle going because that's the way we roll. But look what you lose out in the process. Look at the life and the potential that you have given away because you've fallen victim to that kind of stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar used to say. Well, the conversation continues. Jerome Corsi, yes, the one and only Dr. Corsi, is going to be with us coming up next, right?
Senior care for your mom or dad, but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. Just the way we do. This is the way we roll here. We come to you fresh and independent 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Doctor, as promised, Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us, who received his PhD in political science from Harvard University. Well, why is it that everybody always wants to go, when they want to put in their Harvard voice? I don't know. Is it just out of respect for New Englanders? Is that what it is, Jerry, that we all want to say Harvard?
Oh, I don't know. I think Jack Kennedy had a lot to do with that, I think.
Well, it does. It sounds special. I mean, it's really just, you know, as opposed to Harvard University. I mean, Harvard. You're
right.
Just saying it that way. I mean, that's the appropriate pronunciation, I believe. It should be Harvard, right?
The official pronunciation.
Exactly. Well, Jerry's currently a senior staff reporter for WND.com, of course, known for his investigative reporters, New York Times best-selling books, including The Obama Nation, Leftist Politics, and The Cult of Personality, and, of course, your brand-new book, too, right?
Yeah, and actually, I just moved. I'm now the Washington Bureau Chief for InfoWars at Alex Jones.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Well, congratulations. Well, good.
Right.
Well, then we look forward to staying closer to you because Alex, of course, a colleague of ours through Genesis Communications. So I appreciate a closer relationship with you now.
Great.
And of course, with you being the bureau chief of InfoWars, then you're at the top of all this intrigue and everything that's going on, particularly as it relates in the White House. Some people have said, is it real? Is it fake? You know, what's going on between Jared Kushner and Steve Bannon?
Well, I think there's always going to be some shakeup in a Trump organization, this way he's run his businesses over the years. And it's a bad mistake to, you know, when Bannon got so much publicity you know, presented himself as Trump's strategist or advisor, well, that's going to, in Trump's universe, Trump's at the center. Mm-hmm. And if you think about his organization, yes, Michael Cohen, his attorney, will come out from time to time and make statements because that's required. Mm-hmm. But nobody else in the Trump organization is known by name.
Right.
And, you know, Jared is now getting a lot of publicity, and So I'm saying, you know, a few months from now, you'll be hearing what happened to Jared. He's out.
Right.
Trump replaced his campaign leadership. He had three different campaign managers. Started with Lewandowski, and then he went to Paul Manafort.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up with Kellyanne Conway and Steve Bannon. Well, you know, now it's time to change. He's the president. Things are very different running the office as president. You know, you don't have the same kind of a latitude that you had running as a candidate. Now you've got to actually accomplish something. You've got to face a whole series of other forces in Congress, including, you know, Republicans who are more like Democrats. That includes Paul Ryan and,
mm-hmm.
and Mitch McConnell. And so Trump is going to have to understand and learn how the legislative practice and policies work, and I think he'll master it. It's just going to take a little bit of time, and there will be some staff changes while he does so.
Well, doesn't he have to be careful, though, with Bannon? I mean, it's one thing, Jared Kushner, all right, you're married to my daughter. You know, no question you got a leg up there. But behind Bannon are millions of votes.
Well,
you can't ignore that, right?
The votes are not going to leave Trump, and, you know, here you've got his daughter pushing Jared. So, you know, if you really understand what Trump's capable of doing, he says, okay, fine. Your hubby now bats cleanup.
Yes.
Well, after he strikes out 15 times and, you know, hits the ground wall double that ends up being a double play, you say, well, you know, my daughter, I gave him a chance, and I think he's benched.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you can't tell your daughter you're not going to let her husband play. But after he goes out there and makes a mess of himself wearing a stupid vest with a blue blazer in Afghanistan or Iraq, wherever he was, and, you know, does a bunch of other leftist things. And it's Jared's time clock is now ticking, and I don't expect he's going to last any more than any of the others who think they're the star in Trump's universe.
Right.
Trump's the star in Trump's universe.
Yeah, interesting that you brought that up, because when Bannon got the cover of, was it Time Magazine or was it Time Magazine?
Time, right? I get the cover of Time Magazine.
When he got that, I said, uh-oh. You know, for the very same, just instinctively, and knowing everything that
right.
Trump, I mean, his logo, his name is on buildings he doesn't even own. He has leased out his name, which fits very perfectly with his ego and his approach and all that it is. But yeah, I thought the same thing when he was on the front page of Time. I go, it's not good.
No, it's not good. And it's going to change. I mean, you know, we're going to have a while where everybody says Trump is moving left. He's got all these Democrats and, you know, and people are going to get upset. Well, Trump brings people in to listen to,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily to agree with.
Right.
And he has to know what the left is thinking, well, how to, you know, to appropriately tack his different policies in order to catch the wind and get them passed in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to take some doing, and it's a different skill than simply being CEO of your own company where you tell everybody what to do. You can't tell them what to do in Congress.
Exactly. Well, we'll know to be worried if he and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have a weekly luncheon together. Then we can get a little bit worried about if he's moving too left or not, right?
No, I think Trump's capable of that.
Mm-hmm.
Trump has reached out. You know, you've got to look to how Donald Trump and his businesses manage the unions.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he would clobber them. Sometimes he would threaten them. Sometimes he would have them over for meetings. They all ended up taking pictures together, smiling, and working together.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people say, wait a minute, Trump's too close to the unions. What's happening here? Is he, you know, has he lost his ability to manage his corporations as a business executive? Or he's too close to the banks? Are the banks owning Trump?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Trump has always attracted this media attention, which has to say something. So they find something to make the current story. And the current story with Donald Trump is he's going to invite in lots of different people, he's going to listen to whom he wants to, and he's going to change his leadership team, his management. Could be very few, like Michael Cohen, that stay long-term and are true Trump loyalists.
Right. Well, certainly what's come out of all this, people are saying, is that it's clear that Donald Trump is not Putin's puppet, right?
Well, I mean, that's a good example. Look, at you know, so the Democrats are running this big story, this narrative that, you know, the Russians intervened in the election and Trump and everybody cooperated to throw the election against Hillary, which is nonsense. I mean, it's just a stupid story. But, of course, you know, the mainstream media can run fake news, stupid stories, and that's okay. But, you know, they got Google out there trying to shut down anybody who is conservative. The point is, you know, if you look at all the nature of where Donald Trump is going to continue to go, he's going to counter and push back. So after the missile attack against Syria, the Democrats look absolutely ridiculous to insist that there's a bromance between Putin and Trump. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the news conference when Secretary of State Tillerson was in Russia, it was absolutely clear that the Russians have serious disagreements. If the Russians wanted anybody elected, it was Hillary. They've been paying Hillary for years. They've been paying Podesta for years. The Democrats have given Russia everything they want, the reset, technology transfer. I'll go ahead. We don't care if you invade Crimea, Ukraine. Sure, go ahead. Do whatever you want. The Democrats never did anything to Russia. The Democrats, since Joe McCarthy has been, have been in Russia's back pocket. Now the Democrats are red baiting.
Yes.
I mean, it's insane.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. It didn't make sense. You look at the empirical evidence and you go, why would that be the case? So it's certainly, you know, a lot of sour grapes after the Democrats blew the election. I mean, they blew it with a candidate. They blew it with the message. No message to this day that people can even discern, you know. So they don't have anybody to blame but themselves. But meanwhile, in lieu of that, we're going to blame, we'll blame Putin, right?
Right. I mean, makes a lot of sense. Why don't you blame the dog, you know?
it's what it is. And, of course, now it's all this, the Trump factor and everything. It was sequester before, now it's Trump's fault, because it has to be. Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us. We've got more from Jerry on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-416-1526 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aid's affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-416-1526. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-416-1526.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
It's what it's all about. It's what makes the world go round, makes America go round when it's on track, ladies and gentlemen. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, but it's all about we the people. We have to take our rightful position, positions of authority, to hold them accountable. 14 minutes right now before the top of the hour. Our conversation continues with Jerome Corsi, Washington Bureau Chief for InfoWars, with Alex Jones. Dr. Corsi received his PhD in political science from Harvard University. His two most recent books, Partners in Crime, The Clinton Scheme to Monetize the White House for Personal Profit, I will direct you to. Also, make sure that if you do not have your hands on that book, it will enlighten you all the more. Very provocative, not to mention the book that was a parody that was presented to us, Good Night Obama, as President Obama was leaving office. And I've maintained, Jerry, that on the other side of the president, I'm talking about the former president's administration, maybe the truth would come out. And it seems that this narrative trying to implicate Donald Trump and Putin and how Russia, changed votes, and even though you've got the head of our national security say now not one vote was affected, the Democrats will insist that it was because of Putin, because he's got so much power. And as you say, it doesn't make sense because he was having his way with Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton clearly was an extension of the Obama administration. Why would he want to change a good thing?
Well, that's the point, is that Russia had controlled the Democratic Party. They've controlled it since the 1917 revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Democrats, Obama and Hillary Clinton, rolled over for Putin any number of times. Everything Putin wanted, from invading Crimea to taking over Ukraine, a belligerent position in Syria, all the red lines that Obama drew and did nothing when Russia ramped up its forces in Syria. The Democrats, Putin and Hillary, the foundation, Podesta, it's clear in the WikiLeaks that they were getting, paid right and left. And so it's the key point to remember is that the Democrats are always blaming the other side for what they're doing. That the Democrats say, well, it's the Republicans who are really, controlled by Russia. What the Democrats want to bury is that how deeply Hillary and Podesta were being paid by Russia. And I've documented that in any number of stories I wrote, even going back to when I was working at WND last year,
mm-hmm.
and continue to write about that in InfoWars. I think they made some major mistakes. Not only the campaign was a disaster, and the Democrats will not admit that it was Hillary's a terrible candidate. She should never have been allowed to run. She's a two-time loser. Maybe they'll make her a three-time loser. I don't think we can hope for anything that, you know, that beneficial to us to happen, but right. It's conceivable Hillary might be a three-time loser. And when the Democrats are pushing this narrative and demanding congressional investigations of, you know, the Russians interfering in the election, what they're going to find is it was on that note that the Obama administration was really doing conducting electronic surveillance on Trump. They had found a pretext to do it, and they were out there conducting electronic surveillance on Trump. And, you know, that's the real story here.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's going to come back to backfire on the Democrats because they continue to push these narratives without realizing that they're drawing fire on their own positions.
Well, the thing that's crazy is think about who was the lead on this ascertainment of information. I mean, you got Susan Rice. Susan Rice, she's a political operative. She's not a security intelligence person. So why would she have access to this information? I mean, the fact that that's even out of the bag is, and I don't think people are quite grasping this, because the whole confusion of D.C. politics and everything is all amassed in such a way that, you know, people go, I just don't have enough time for this, Jerry. I gotta go to work. I gotta provide for my family. I don't need to get into the nuance here, but the nuance is quite revealing, isn't it?
Well, you know, the detail here is very revealing, because you had certain indications that there were Russians talking to Trump's staff. Of course, the Russians were also talking to Hillary and Hillary's staff, and mm-hmm. You know, the Russians were talking to everybody they could talk to. They always do. The ambassador had meetings with Pelosi. I mean, all these things have come out.
Yeah. But why wouldn't you do that? I mean, that makes common sense. I mean, you've got new leadership coming in. You're, hey, look, I mean, you got businesses meeting with both sides. You got businesses supporting the campaigns of both sides. I mean, so why would that be any different?
It's made common sense that the, mm-hmm. But it was a pretext that the Democrats used to say, oh, there must be something going on here. And then when Podesta's emails got released, instead of acknowledging that the damage was because Podesta wrote these things, which indicated how biased, how leftist, how far to the extreme Hillary has taken the Democratic Party,
mm-hmm.
And what a disaster it was blocking Sanders.
Exactly.
They created this idea that it was Trump who wanted these emails released in order to destroy Hillary. Well, that gave them the pretext to do the wiretapping or the electronic surveillance, which was begun probably in July mm-hmm. of 2016. Now, that's going to come out. And
yes.
That they also, you know, Susan Rice is there unmasking names, that the Obama administration was releasing these reports broadly throughout the administration, leaking them to the press, which was a crime. It's the Obama administration that's going to get caught with this activity.
Exactly.
And put themselves right in the middle of an investigation, which you know, they thought was going to be a field day with this lying mem that Donald Trump worked with Russia. And in one move, you know, Trump sends 60 or whatever it is, 59 old Tomahawk missiles into Syria. He said, let's see if this old junk works.
Right.
And get some new stuff here.
Exactly.
And in one day, the Democratic, you know, that airfield wasn't what Trump blew up. He blew up the Democrats' lying mem.
Exactly.
He and Putin were buddies together
mm-hmm.
and exposed the Democrats for their hypocrisy. But, you know, look, the Democratic Party has now got Tom Perez, who is a La Raza lawyer from Maryland, who is, you know, persecuting Arpaio, Sheriff
yes.
Arpaio.
Right.
And you've got, you know, this Keith Ellison, who is a black Muslim from the Nation of Islam, and they're running the Democratic Party. Well, this is so far off to the ledge to the left that the Democrats are beginning to look like communists.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got Sanders, and then you got Elizabeth Warren, just to add into the recipe as well, in plenty of content there. So it's all crazy. But going back to President Obama, you know, a month or so before he leaves office, he opens up the channels to where more people have access to this raw security information. And of course, then you have Dr. Farkas who comes out and says, oh, we were trying to preserve this information, so that's why we had to open this up. So this brings the White House right into the center of this whole controversy. Now, whether or not this, you know, Congress has the intestinal fortitude to pursue this and go to Barack Obama, you know, time will tell.
Well, it's what disgusts the majority of America. Is the hypocrisy of the left and how, you know, but this is typical disinformation that goes back to Pravda and, you know, the Soviet Union. It goes back to what Russia did to the United States during the Vietnam War. You know, John Kerry running these stupid hearings where soldiers talked about their atrocities, and it turned out these so-called soldiers actually never served in the Army, let alone weren't in Vietnam.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is the lying, hypocritical, ideological left. And even Putin has laughed at the Democrats saying, you know, haven't they realized that socialism hasn't worked in any country that's ever tried it? I mean, yet the Democrats are going down this free, 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 free. Everything's free, free college, free everything. And, you know, the millennials are evidently dumb enough to buy it, at least a great number of them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they don't vote. They're too busy with it. They can make voting a video game. I guess they would vote.
Right, right.
And this is the problem, is that, you know, we've got a country where the elite, including universities, are all so far in the bag to the radical left that it looks normal to them. And they are intolerant of disagreement, intolerant of free speech, trying to control the internet. And all of these things are detrimental, ultimately, to what the majority of Americans believe this country is about, which is First Amendment, right. You know, free speech, free religion, and Second Amendment, and go down the list.
Right.
And
but
that's where Donald Trump has his support, and it's why the Democrats are going further and further off the ledge.
Well, this is why we the people need to stand up. I mean, that's what this Constitution is all about. I mean, we are in the position of power, but we've subordinated that to the elites. They're happy to take it over. And this is why we have the America we have today, where 6 out of 10 say we are on the wrong track. Now, real quick, we got about 30, 40 seconds left here, Jerry. Repeal, replace. I'm saying we'll know that we're going to have a terrific health care plan if the government itself says the very rules and laws that we create for health care we will come under.
That's a good point. And, yes, Congress should be under Obamacare. I do think Trump will get something done. And Trump's still in his learning. Remember, he hasn't even been there fully yet 3 months.
Exactly. Yeah, it is amazing what he's already done. Dr. Jerome Corsi, Washington Bureau Chief for InfoWars with Alex Jones, received his Ph.D. in political science from Harvard University, New York Times bestselling author. Jerry, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
My great pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.